Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Do you know what that certified organic label on your food really means? Learn all about that label and why organic is worth it at stonyfield.com. We're proud to be making organic yogurt and honored to support living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
Plans are now underway to begin drilling for oil 200 miles north of the Arctic Circle. Deep under the frigid waters is one of the largest untapped oil reserves in the U.S. Several companies sought drilling rights, but only Shell Oil has federal permission to begin drilling exploratory wells in the Arctic. That's because Carolyn Cannon made a federal case out of it. She sued oil companies that had hoped to drill in the Arctic waters, and she and her co-plaintiffs won all the lawsuits except the one against Shell. For her efforts, Carolyn Cannon is one of this year's winners of the Goldman Environmental Prize. She lives in the remote village of Point Hope, Alaska, population 700. It's an Inupiat community trying to balance development and traditional ways.
My traditional name is Akuak. A-Q-U-G-A-Q. Akuak.
What does it mean literally, Akuak?
You know, most of our names, there's no meaning. It's just a name that was given.
I'm going to call you Caroline.
Thank you.
Well, tell me about your home, Point Hope.
Point Hope has always been a historical site, our old village, but we have the proof that we've been there for hundreds and hundreds of years. We have the ice cellars that our ancestors built years ago to store away the whale meat. We have the sod houses that were built before even plywood came by. They were built with whale bones. We land a whale, and it's a celebration for a whole calendar year. There's a preparation that starts in March. We get the equipment, the boats, the skin sewing. The whaling starts as we speak. They're probably out there. I know in Barrow, I heard on the Facebook that they're out there whaling. We have the endangered species, the polar bears, the seals, the walrus, the beluga, the fish. Bountiful. It's a blessing place to be, and I'm proud to be a Tikiamir. That's the Eskimo name for Point Hope.
Well, besides whale in this area, you've got a lot of oil and gas. At least that's what oil and gas companies say, and they want to drill there. Shell's planning to do it this summer, start at least exploring and drilling test wells. What's your concerns about the oil and gas drilling?
For one thing, the infrastructure's not there. Look, we're a unique small village, and yet sometimes a medevac can't even come in. If it's a life and death situation, we're not ready for it. But could you imagine if there was an oil spill, you know, you're not going to be able to take care of it right then and there. It took 3 months to stop the flow in the Gulf of Mexico. When the ice decides to stack up with the power that it has, there's no stopping it. We cannot. No man can stop it. When Mother Nature does her thing and the winds are gusting 40 to 50 miles an hour, there's no way, no how.
Well, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar has said that Shell will be operating under, and I'm quoting here, the strongest of oversight, safety requirements, and emergency response plans ever established. He says it's okay. It's going to be safe.
On a piece of paper, it looks good, but are we ready for it? And I sure hope that they're not going to be able to test what-ifs in our ocean, because that's too much at stake. Because the Arctic is so precious, you know, we don't want to be the first to test that out.
When you speak to Shell, what do they say? Do they talk to you?
Well, I've sat with them, and they're saying, look, this is what's going to happen, and we have the equipment, we'll have the manpower, and, you know, they're trying to convince. And they said, well, we did a sampling, or, you know, it's one thing that they try to demonstrate and say they're capable of doing it, but for the actual thing, if they're going to mess in our backyard or in our garden, as we refer it, they have to have the top of the notch. They have not convinced me yet.
Because there are people in the community who don't agree with you. They want the jobs that the oil and gas drilling will bring.
I thought about it. You know, there's two sides to the coin. You know, there's the pros and the cons, and that's reality. I think I speak on behalf of my family, my tribe, as I refer them, my many grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren to come.
You know, I'm just imagining, here comes an oil company. They'd move in a big way. It'll transform Point Hope.
You know, we're not ready. When you think about the social impact, we're not prepared. It's a scary thought. You know, it's going to be a culture shock, a social impact. I don't think my people have a clue what this can mean and how it's going to affect our community in the long run. I'll tell you one thing. I know that, you know, we can move mountains and remove mountains. And I just want to say one voice can make a big difference. And I just say I will do what I have to do. And if it's just educating the world, and if that's what our Creator called me to be, I will be the voice. I'll continue to. And if I have the prayer and the blessings of my people, I will do what I can.
Tell me your native name again, please.
Akawak.
Akawak. Did I do that
Akawak.
Right?
Akawak. Exactly.
Well, Akawak, thank you so very much.
You said it so sweet. Thank you.
Carolyn Cannon is one of this year's recipients of the Goldman Environmental Prize. Coming up, butterflies in Uganda, not just elusive, but endangered. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting strategic communications and collaboration in solving the world's most pressing environmental problems. The Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.